This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Mem Vov Omed Aleph, the Mishnah in the middle. Vose Kacheresh. Dough that is silent. It hasn't given any symptoms to know how it is progressing in a matter of chimus. Now, ordinarily, after a while, the dough starts turning white, silvery white, and then cracks begin appearing. That's a sign of chimus. But before the cracks, it turns silvery white. For this bosek is playing dumb. It's not doing anything. It's just silent. So now we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe something is different here. Maybe it's past the time. It really is chametz. Im yesh kayetze boi shehechmes. If there's another dough, similar, it was made at the same time, and the other dough already became chametz, so we say, areze osa. This one also, even though we don't see any simonim on it, is also osa. Say that. Im ein shom kayetze b'mal. Suppose there's no other dough that was made at the same time, by which we should judge. So what should you do? Omer Rebbe Abohu, Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, Kidei, if a dough stood unworked enough time, Kidei sheyelech odom mi'migdal nunya l'tvelya, a man should walk from migdal nunya to tvelya, which is a meal, means 18 minutes, if the dough remained unworked for 18 minutes, that's a sign that's already chametz. Now, as long as the dough is being rolled or being pummeled or beaten, it won't become chametz. But if it's allowed to stand and nobody's working on it, to 18 minutes it becomes chametz. Name a meal. Let him say a meal. Why mention Mimigdal Nunya Atvelya? And to the Gemara, okay, Mashvelon, the shiur of the meal. What's the measure of a meal? How much is a meal? The distance that it takes to walk, maybe go to the say that. Omer Rabbi Abahu, Omer Rabbi Shen Lokish, the gabble. In the din of a gabble, that means somebody who is capable of making your dough betaharo. Now, Stasis explains, if you're walking on the road toward a certain place, and you intend to stop now and to make this place your lodging for the night. Either you pitch your tent here or you found a house where you can lodge. And you want to make a dough and bake your bread. But if you know that up the road, in the direction that you're going, there is a gabel, a man who makes his dough with tahara, and if you give him your flour, he'll make your dough in kelim tehoyim, which is a good chumrah to do, rather than to make it in ordinary kelim, which are tameh. Now, actually, it's no isa to eat things betumeh, but still, it's better to do it betahara. In addition, when you make your dough betahara, so the challah you separate, you can give to a kohen will eat it. But if it's made betumeh, you have to burn up the challah. So he said, if there's a gabel on the road up ahead in the direction where you're going, so you should not stop now, you should keep on going a certain distance until you reach the gabel, in order you should make your dough betahara. That much tirchet you're required to do for the sake of a gabel. Now how much tirchet? 4 meal. So even though you intended to stop here and remain here for the night, but further up the road, there's another place where you can go, and there is a gabel, so you should take the trouble to walk 4 more meal until you reach the gabel, and it'll make your dough betahara. And you'll stay there. Litzfila, if you want a place where you want to rest here now, but there's no minyan, but up the road is a minyan, so you should walk 4 more meal and camp there. Make your tent there or stay in that town there in order to catch a minyan. So says you should be matriah yourself to walk 4 more meals with tefillah. Or natilah should have, suppose you have no water to wash to eat the sudra here. But up the road, 4 meal, where you're going in that direction. So you should keep on going and stay at that place in order to do the mitzvah of washing your hands with water in order to eat bread. That's the distance you go for these three things. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Eivu Amor. You said this is a name, Abba Bohu Omar Ish Lokish, it was said by Eivu. It was another chacham. We are Bohem Abba, and he said 4, not 3. You said only 4, he said 3. You said only 3, he said 4. He added one more. We called him and I Ibud. And the fourth one was Ibud. And what Ibud means, we'll soon see. First, you have to hear. Now, Elias, what is Ibud? Ibud means making a skin into leather. Now we learn the chulot, all of these skins. Now, I'll explain this. If a man skins a sheep or a cow, that skin is immediately no longer an oichel, it's skin. Because it's a tough thing, it's considered like leather, even though it's not leather entirely, but it's no longer like an oichel. No tumah at all. If you take off all the flesh of the skin, and the skin remains alone, it's leather, it's not skin, not tummy. But there are certain kinds of animals that have a very delicate skin, and therefore, even though you skinned it and took off all the meat from the skin still has a din of meat. That's metame, like the meat itself. Unless you work that skin into leather. When you make it into leather, then it loses the status of meat, no matter how soft it was, and it becomes leather, and it's not metame, not et metame, a tumor of meat, like an avela and so on. Now, explain, all these skins of the animals who have a delicate skin, she'ivdon, if you tan them and made them into leather, so it's no longer a kabul, no longer a tamet. She'hilach bohen, or he walked with those skins. He put them around his feet, and he walked with them. Kedei avoido, enough time to cause it to be tanned. If the skins get rough treatment, you walk with them a big distance, so it's the same as you tan them, and therefore they become hardened and toughened, and they're not considered meat anymore. So you walk kedei avoido enough to tan them, to her, they become toya, not metame anymore. Chutz me'er od, unless somebody has a skin of a human being, let's say somebody has a skin of a person, then Chachamim said, even if you tan it into leather, it's still metame. It's merabona. It's metame. That they say you should never permit that to be considered as leather. But otherwise, skins of those animals who have a delicate skin can be considered tanned if you walk to them kidei aveda. What's called kidei aveda? Omar Rabbi Yamai kidei hiluch avomir. If you walk 4 meal with the skins wrapped around your feet, so it toughens by that time, and it's considered from now on leather, and no longer it's basar, not metame, like an avela, say that. Good. The last statement will say what's said by Eva Omar Rabbi Yamai. Omar Rabbi Yaisa, Rabbi Chanin, Elusha, when did you learn that he has to go 4 meal, elolefono, if it's before him on the same road, in the direction that he's going anyhow? Avaleacha, but suppose it means he has to walk back, because of that, I feel a meal ain't a chesed. Even 1 meal, he's not obligated to go back because he's losing time from his journey. Omar Rav Acha, Omino, from that we learn, meal who day a chesed. Pochas me meal, if it's less than a meal, he has to go back for these things that we learn. For gabel, and for tefillah, and tefillah shadayim. Say that. Let's the Mishnah. Ketzad mafrishin chale betumeh beyonteh. When you separate chale, it becomes tumeh. Chale is tumeh. If the dough happens to be tumeh, so the tumeh is tumeh tmeah. And all you can do is burn it up. Now, on Yom Tov, you can't burn it up. Because on Yom Tov, you can only do things for Eichol Nefesh. For the mitzvah of burning up Tum Tmeya, you can't do on Yom Tov. You have to leave it till after Yom Tov. So if you separate Chalet from dough that's Tumei on Yom Tov, you have to let it remain till after Yom Tov. But now it's Pesach. You can't let the dough stand because it'll become Chometz. So what are you going to do with it? You can't burn it and you can't keep it. What should you do? Don't call it the name of Chalet. Just separate a piece of dough and don't say it's Chalet. Until it's baked. Now, before you call it Chalet, it's like any other dough. And you have a right to bake because you're able to eat it and separate Chalet from another part of the dough. So don't announce the name of Chalet on any particular piece. Bake the whole dough. And once you bake it, it can't become chametz anymore. And then you can separate one loaf for all the loaves, or one roll from all the rolls, and say, that's going to be challah. Let's say, if all the loaves or all the rolls are in one basket, now each one of them is capable of being eaten by you, so you have a right to bake all of them. But now, they're all baked and all in one basket, so you take out one, or you eat all the rest and leave one, and that one is going to be the challah. And it's not chametz, it's baked. Then he says a different eitzah. This eitzah he doesn't approve. Ta'atil b'seir, you take challah, you separate it, and you throw it into cold water so it shouldn't be able to become chametz. He's not masking on the first. Why not? Because even though you didn't separate the challah yet, but you're baking a little piece that's not for eichol nefesh. It's going to be challah. Will be burned up subsequently. It's Tumei Tmeya. So you're baking something which after Yontif you'll have to destroy. And the fact that each piece, before you call it Challah, before you give it a name of Challah, each piece is capable of being eaten. And therefore the Tanna Kamma says the whole thing is fit to be cooked by you, baked by you, he doesn't agree with that svara. Tanna Kamma says each piece is capable of being eaten by you. But you don't know which piece will be challah, therefore you can bake all of them. But he also knows. He says, since one piece surely won't be able to eat because it's going to be challah, and therefore you have the right to bake the whole batch because you're baking a piece of challah that's not for eichol nefesh. So therefore, he says, you take the dough after you separate it and throw it in cold water and let it stay there so it won't become challah. See up to here. Omer Rabbi Yehoshua. He said, "Lo zehu chometz shemuzhor ein alav bal yoreh b'yamaseh." This chometz of challah is not something that you are commanded not to have because it's not yours. A man is able only on his own chometz, but once it's separated and becomes challah, it belongs to the kahane, not to you. The kahane also not able because you didn't assign any specific kohen, but you're not able either because it's not yours. You can separate challah or man yechosin, put it away and let it become chometz. Adver, im yechmisa, if it became chometz, who cares, yechmisa? Because it's not yours and you're not eva. Say that. Now we start with the bottom tesis first. The bottom tesis. Tatil b'tzeila. You can throw it in the cold water. Emeli. The Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua look pligi. They don't differ than Beseir. Everybody agrees. Nobody will say Shalom Teil, it won't help Hatol and Beseir. Everybody agrees you can do that. But Heche She'ire She'kora L'Hashem, if it happened, according to Rabbi Elazar, that he did give it the name of Challah, and now it's stuck, but he can't bake it, and he can't burn it, and Rabbi Natan, that Rabbi Elazar will say Tatil L'Tzeira. Only they say there are other things, other ways of solving the problem. But everybody agrees with him. He said that's the only way to solve the problem. Now what's the machlekes, we'll see later. First adaptation. The second thesis. The second place is from the top. The tefillah. The tefillah. Nira kepera shakuntas. That means to find a minion to be mispalo b'tzibor. V'loi ke'orech the perish l'tfilah ha'nericha shedayim l'ispalo. The orech says, in order to wash your hands to stand to shmonesre, you should go 4 meal ahead. We're not talking about a minion. The orech says, in order to get water to wash your hands for tefillah, you have to go 4 meal ahead. So the Tesis doesn't accept that pshat. The Hechadah, what's the case? If it's a time already for tefillah, ho amrinim v'sein brochis, Rav Chisda liyat, Rav Chisda gave a curse. Aman di mehadar amai, those who go looking for water, b'din slusa. But what happens? Because they're looking for water and they missed this Mount tefillah. He had trouble with people like that because they were looking for water to wash their hands. So he said, stop that business. If it's time of tefillah, forget about washing your hands for tefillah. Dichsiv, it's in Erechaz bin Ekoi and Kapai, I should wash my hands with cleanliness, so I'm going to say tefillah, to go around your mizbech, I should wash my hands. But that's not b'idun tefillah. At the time of tefillah, you can't tell a man to postpone and walk 4 meal ahead to look for water. Rav Chisda is angry at that. And Ishalo bezman tefillah, if it's not zman tefillah yet, so what's the hurry to mispalel? My ear, your dollar meal, why only 4 meal? I feel it to be even more. Also, you should walk. You should keep on walking. Not yet zman tefillah. So what's the hurry? Better keep on walking and walking. And when it comes zman tefillah, if there's a place where there's water, you should wash. If not zman tefillah, what's the hurry to play tefillah without washing his hands? Better keep on going. So again, if it's zman tefillah, you can't tell him to walk 4 meal ahead. Rav Chisda said no. And if it's not zman tefillah, so what's the hurry to say tefillah? Let him keep on walking until he gets to water, and then he'll say tefillah. So the Tesis learns tefillah means a minion. It won't be a minion for him. That's something else. He should keep on walking 4 meal to get a minion. Say that. The next Tesis. Loisikra l'ashem, she shouldn't call the chale by the name chale, so it should be capable of being eaten as chulin. That's why you should be able to bake it. Until it's baked. Then after it's baked, you can call it chale. She'im poya koyre l'ashem, if he called it chale now, l'hoya yochol l'afesh, he wouldn't be able to bake it. Because you can't bake something that's not to be eaten by you. Well, on the surface, you can't burn it. They in surfing kodshim beyontiv, but that's not called oichol nefesh, to burn kodshim, to mitzmaya, ki the yolif v'mimadlikin. Behind the nami, time it, that's the reason of the non host we learned there. A madlikim is shemen sreifa beyontiv. When Friday night, when Erev Shabbos, you want to light the neiros for Shabbos, but this happens to be Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, you cannot light Shemen Sreifa, although you want it for Yom Tov, because you want it for Shabbos, light Neiros of Shabbos. You cannot light Shemen Sreifa, Shemen of Tumetz Meya, because on Yom Tov, it's also to burn Tumetz Meya. Say that. Right, Tema, Tesa Asikash over there. By burning Shemen or Tumat Tumeya Erev Shabbos, which is Yontiv, what's wrong? Since you want to do it for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Anea, so it's mutter to do on Yontiv Anea, of even of Shemen. Or why can't you burn the Tumat Tumeya now, the Chala Tumeya? You can burn it and it becomes part of the fuel. It dries up in the fire and it burns like fuel. The Tema. If Kedesh is possible, a korban, you cannot burn it on Yontiv. You can't have any benefit, because it's also to have anoya from Kedesh. So therefore, even if you want to burn it underneath your pot to make a fire, you can't. Kedesh is also about anoya. That's why you cannot burn kevish tome, kevish pasal yontif. Abol truma tmeo, sheyochol lahanish mimene b'shas reifa. It's mutter to have anoya when you're burning truma tmeo. Amai ainsif, why can't you burn it? If you have anoya from it, on yontif, so let's say, the shaman of truma tmeo, why can't you be madlik in there, erev Shabbos? Just because it's yontif. And you say, you cannot burn truma tmeo on yontif. Why not? If it's the purpose of a nail, it's on yontif you can make a fire for a nail, and truma tmeo is mutter to have an oil from it. And also here in our Mishnah, why can't you burn the challah tmeo in the fire, and it becomes fuel? K'mei shemuta lehadik v'shemen shel cholen la'anasim. You can burn shemen of cholen on yontif for fuel or for lighting. Kach Yisrov Trum Mitzmei La'anosu. Chiv Yibnei, and just because it's a mitzvah Lisrov, it's a mitzvah to burn Trum Mitzmei, Migre Gora, it becomes worse than other Trumah, which is mutter to use on Yontif, which is mutter to use on weekdays. The weekdays, Trum Mitzmei, you can burn it and have anoya. So on Yontif, you want to have anoya from Trum Mitzmei, why is it worse? And just because it happens to be a mitzvah to burn it, therefore it loses the heter of being able to use truma tmeo for your own purposes as fuel, that's a kasha. Say it inside. And the Rivo answers, the shemen shel chulin mutla lahadlik lahana osay k'mishim mutla lechol. Just like you can eat, you can burn also shemen shel chulin on yontif for fire or for illumination. Abol truma tmeo, the asure b'chol hanoes. Truma tmeo, also they have any hanoe except the hanoe from burning it. The hanoe of burning is muta. Otherwise, all hanoes are awesome. Nimz it comes out, she'avore eino lahanoe. Actually, the hanoe is not a form of hanoe. Elo, the shame. Mitzvah Sreifa, that burning it is for the purpose of burning it, not for Hanoya. Elo shehatera lo hikpido im yehane mimene v'shasrim. Om yehatera didn't mind if you'll have Hanoya at the time of burning it. It means this. Chulin, shemen of chulin, it's mutter to eat it, and you mutter to burn it. Burning is just one of the Hanoyas that are mutter. But tumet tmeo, no hanoya is a muta. Only, the Torah says, when you're burning two mitzmeo, it's muta to have hanoya while being burned. But the ikir of the burning, the mitzvah of burning, where you see no other hanoya is a muta. So therefore, the kach, ein dech yontev, kishal sreifas kashim. It's not dech yontev, like any other sreifas kashim, which are not dech yontev. Midi liavi, now this brings a proof. Because this wants to answer the question still, if the Torah gives permission to have anoya from burning truma tmeo, so why can't you have that anoya on yontif? And this wants to point out that the ikar of the mitzvah is not called having anoya. The ikar of the mitzvah, and even though you want to have anoya from it, that's only a secondary thing. But originally it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah of burning kashim is also on yontif. Now where do you find such an idea? After all, you could have anoya from it, so why not have anoya yontif too? So he explains. Midi is something like a nedorim and nedorim, korbanos for nedorim. The man doma ein kevim a yontif. You cannot bring shlomim, let's say, a korban nedor shlomim on yontif. Why not? Afal pi sheyesh behen heter lachilas odom. When you makriv a korban, people eat it. So yontif ve'echol nefesh. Why can't you bring a korban shlomim? But the answer is Kivan, the Ikra of the Govea. The main purpose of the Kolm is a Kolm to Hashem. We're not bringing it to eat. It's a Kolm to Hashem. And the Kehanim, we do eat, Meshulchan Govea Kozachu. Not only the Kehanim, even the Balaam that eat, or Zecha Meshulchan Govea. So therefore, it's also the Shech, not to the Shech, the Kolbon is on Yonta, even though the Kolbon is going to be eaten. So we see that when you have two functions, one function is the mitzvah of burning, even though while you're burning it, the Torah permission to have a knife from it, but the mitzvah is what's the ikar. So he means you're doing something on your natural Echol Nefesh. And even though you could have Echol Nefesh benefit by using it as fuel, that's only a secondary purpose. But the main purpose is the mitzvah. And the mitzvah of burning on Yom Tov you can't do, because it's not Echol Nefesh. And also in the Dorim and the Dovas, even though you're going to eat them on Yom Tov, it will be Echol Nefesh, but that's only a result of the original mitzvah, which is a Korban LaHashem. And to bring a Korban LaHashem on Yom Tov is also, but the Korban LaHashem is not Echol Nefesh. Say up to you. Uleman Dama, the one that says you could be Makrib, the Dorim and the Dovas on Yom Tov, because of heels, Ikar Shchita LeTzedek Chodev. It means, just as there's a mitzvah of the Korban for the Goveya, it's also the same, a mitzvah for eating for people. Doesn't mean that's the only thing. It's also Ikar. And therefore, when you're shechting, so you're shechting to prepare people to eat. Therefore, since it's for eating, so it's mutter to have hanoya from that on Yom Tov, and therefore you can shecht on Yom Tov, according to him, the Dorma Dovas. I want to say, even according to that man Dorma, even when it says, the Dorma Dovas are craving on Yom Tov, but Shemesh Shal Tum is also to burn on it. Why? Eino, the Shem hanoya. It's not for any hanoya. Why? Midi osa kol shal hanoya. Since it also to have any other hanoya from it, so we see that the burning is not for hanoya. By shlomim, by nedarim adavas, you have no demonstration that it's not for eating purposes. This mandama holds that the shchita is for both eating and for the mitzvah. But by shemen shel tumat meya, we have a demonstration that it's also to have hanoya. Only it's mutter to burn. And the fact that you can have hanoi while it's burning only means it's a result, but it's not the purpose of the burning. Elavada, the shemitzvah's mayor, it's a mitzvah destroying the tumit mayor. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. Say that. That's one shita. The repair, there's a different pshat. The first pshat that Rivo said, we just learned, that midaraisa is also to burn tumit mayor on Yom Tov. Because it's a mitzvah that you're doing, and the hanoi is only a resultant of that. But the ripesh, the vaday mutar lisa beyontav truma letzevech echol nefesh. Al pi din, it would be mutar to burn truma, it's meyah, if you want to use it for fuel. To lo shayach lemeim ha-meshuchon gavei ha-kazoho, by a korban shlomim, as one of the penis says, it's only Meshuchon Gaveh HaKazos. You're not shechting it for yourself. You're shechting for Gaveh. That's why it's also Yom Tov. But when you're burning Tumat Meya, you can't say this for it. It's Meshuchon Gaveh. You're doing it as Chulim. As Tumat Meya is Chulim, not Gaveh. And therefore, even though it's a mitzvah to burn it, but the Torah permitted to have Anoy. So why can't you have Anoy while you're burning it? Even on Yom Tov. It's only the Rabbanon that's also to use it for fuel on Yom Tov. Gazrin, the Tzorech, even though he's doing it for a Tzorech, he wants to use it as fuel, or as for Shemen Izneah, it says also in the Rabbanon, or to Shalom the Tzorech. If people will see you burning Tumat Meya for the purpose of Haganoya, they'll think that you're doing it to get rid of the Tumat Meya, so they'll burn it even without any purpose at all, just for the mitzvah of getting rid of it. And the shalom itself is also an atzeira, because you have no personal use. Not the whole nefesh. The gamin and the kosher shein shachar yontu. So you can't burn tumat mei yontu, but not for yourself to use. So therefore, the ri holds only isa the rabbanon that you can't burn tumat mei yontu. So now we have two perushim. The ribo holds as isa the raisa, because the ikar the mitzvah and the benefit are only incidental, and the ri holds is only the isa the rabbanon. Say that. Me if I'm higher downstairs. In the Mishnah we learned two methods of dealing with a problem of separating challah if you're making pas on Pesach, baking matzahs on Pesach, on Pesach itself, on Yom Tov Pesach. You have to separate challah. What do you do with that piece of challah dough that you separated? Now, if you bake it together with everything else, it would not become chometz. But you can only bake on yontif or echol nefesh. But you're not going to eat that piece of challah dough. So it's not echol nefesh, you have no right to bake it. If you won't bake it, it's going to turn to chometz. You'll have chometz in your house. That's the problem. What to do? Again, you must separate challah, otherwise you can't eat those matzahs today. But if you separate challah, it's a problem. What to do with that piece of dough? You can't bake it because it's not echol nefesh. You won't eat it. You can't eat challah. And to let it remain unbaked, it'll turn chometz. The chometz in your house. So there are two methods to deal with. First, Tana says, as Abeleza says, you should separate, but not call it the name of challah. So you're not making it actually challah. And therefore you can bake it. Afterwards, when you baked it, you can say, this piece is going to be challah. So therefore you didn't know avera when you baked it, because if you were capable of eating it for yourself, you could have chosen another place in the masses that should be broken off and be used for challah. So therefore, the baking was mutar. After the baking, and you can break off a piece and say that's challah. And since it's baked already, it won't become chometz. So again, the first method, Rabbi Lezer's method, you shouldn't declare any piece specifically to be challah, and you bake the whole business, then you break off a piece and make it challah. So it won't turn chometz once it's baked. And Ben Becerra says no. Why he says no, we'll see anymore. Ben Becerra said you separate the challah from the dough, and what do you do in order it shouldn't become chometz? You put it in cold water. If it remains in cold water, it won't turn into chometz. But the Eitzer, the first Tana, Abeleza, he disagrees. Why he disagrees, we'll see. And Rabbi Yeshua says we don't need any Eitzers. Rabbi Yeshua said you can separate challah and let it turn chometz. We don't care, but it's not yours. When are you even having chometz? If it's your chometz, this chometz doesn't belong to you anymore. This piece of dough doesn't belong to you anymore. You have to give it away. And since it's not yours, you're not able. So talk over the three opinions. One important point has to be mentioned here. You can bake the challah, but you're baking it for a kohen. I can bake on yontif for my neighbor to eat, but it happens to be challah tmeah. The dough is tomeh. The dough is tomeh. If the dough is tomeh, so nobody can eat it, even the kohen. So that's a problem. If the dough was not tomeh, no problem. You can separate challah and bake it, because you're baking it for the kohen. You can bake on yontif for others you see. You don't have to bake only for yourself. But the challah is bitumeh. Kesed mafrish and challah bitumeh. The kohen can't eat it. That's a problem. Now the question is, let's burn it up. This we learned last time. But let's burn it up while it's still dough, before it gets chometz, like you burn up chometz tmeah. Answer is, ein sofin kodshim beyontif. To burn it up would be doing a melacha that's not mutar on yontif. You can only do echol nefesh, but to burn it up, it's just a mitzvah of burning kodshim tmeah. So that mitzvah is not mutar to a melacha on yontif. Talk about that one point and go by. Now we start the Gemara. Man, Rav Omid Bay is the third line down from the top. Simar says, Leme, let's say, that Rabbi Lezer and Ben Beseira and Rabbi Yeshua, these three ways, b'teves hanoa kemiflegit. To have a machlekes on the subject of the teves hanoa. Teves hanoa means if something is not yours, but you have the right to give it to any kohen you wish. Does that right constitute money or not? The fact that you have a right to give it to anybody you wish, that teves hanoa is the same as money? You have money rights in it? Or no, since the thing itself is not yours, only you have the right to give it to somebody you choose, that's not called a money right. It's not called money. And also, chale, tume, it's a teves hanoa, you can give it any kohen you want, but it's not yours. So let's say, the machlekes is, if teves hanoa is called momen. The beledos of a teves hanoa is called momen, and therefore since the owner has the option of giving it to anybody he wants, any kohen he wants, it's like his property. That much is called momen, therefore he'll be eiver if he has it on Pesach. And Rabbi Yeshua saw a teves hanoa eina momen. He holds no, since it's not your property. The fact that you have a right to give it to a kohen, that doesn't mean it's momen. Therefore you're not eiva. Then the service says you have to put in cold water, you'll hold like Rabbi Eliezer. A teves hanoa is momen, it'll be eiva if it becomes chametz. But Rabbi Yeshua says no, since it's actually not your property, you're not eiva. Let's say that's the machlekes. And tomorrow, lo, I can say the kule alvi, so everybody holds teves hanoa in a moment. And therefore, the fact that he could give it to any kohen he wishes does not constitute money rights in that dough of tuma. What's machlekes? Hocho, machlekes here, but hoyel komibuge. In a machlekes, in a small hoyel. Hoyel means something that in a certain condition it could be in a different way, even though it's not yet in a different way, do you take in consideration the possibility of another condition? What does that mean? As follows. The Valedo Sava Amrin, we say, Hoyel the boy, Ichela. He wanted to be Shoyel by a Chacham, the Mataneda, on making this piece of Halatuma. He changed his mind. He doesn't want it to be Tuma. It wants another thing to be Tuma, another piece. So it can be Mata Neda, because Tuma is like a Neda. Tuma and Hegdish are like Nedorim. It can be Mata Neda on Tuma. So since he has a right to be Mata Neda on Tuma, so it'll become his, it becomes again Tevel. Tevel is surely his. More money is like his money. So therefore, even though he separates Chala, that chale could be retroactively undone and can be turned into tevel again, maybe mataneda or the chale. And therefore, since there's a possibility that he could own that piece, and another piece, different piece would be truma, so therefore, she has rights in it. It's like his money. And because of hail, it's like his property. Because of hail, he could be mataneda. And he would own it, so even though he wasn't Mataneda, it's considered like it's his property, and it's Eber Bal Yeroi and Chomets of Tuna. I mean, Yeshua is Sovalam, you know, but don't say Hail. Well, since now he did not yet be Mataneda, it wasn't Mataneda right now. Right now it's not his property, it's not Eber. The fact that he could make it his property by being Mataneda, that doesn't make it his property to be Eber and Bal Yeroi. So once more, Machlekes is in the principle of Hoyel. Rabbi Eliezer said, we say Hoyel, since he could make that piece of dough that's Tumah, it's Challah, he can make it his property by being Mataneda on it. So therefore, even though he didn't do it yet, that possibility makes it like his, and his Eva, like his Hamas, Shalcho. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since he actually didn't do it yet, it wasn't Mataneda. So it's this chavis is not his, belongs to a kohen, and therefore, it's a, since it's not his, it's not even lo yeroi elecha. Say that. Top tesis. Hoyel v'boy mitchel alei. Since if he wanted, he could be shoyel, he could be mataneda, it would become his. Therefore, even though he didn't Matanada is Abraham Bal Yoel. Hikshva Kuntz, Rashi asks a kasha. If you hold Hayel, so who cares if he'll bake it on Yom Tov? Not doing anything wrong. Imkei Yikol Hashem, let him call it the name of Tumah. And then it should be baked, because mitan hoyel, beboy mishal, if he was matan neda, it will become his, and his he's allowed to bake. So let's say he can bake it, because in a certain sense it's like his, because he can be matan neda and make it his. Talk about the kasha. Instead of uperish rashi, I have to say uperish rashi, kibin she yochol asis below hail, since he can do without hail. It means there's another method. You should not call the name of Chal on it until after it's baked. Ein lo nula says, "Al yada, we shouldn't do my means of hail." It means we don't use hail the kula. We use hail only the chumra. To say a kula, and therefore to permit yourself to bake it because you can make it his. No, we have to do some other method. Other method is, you don't call it the name of Chal at all until you bake it. That's Tesis Teres. That's Asher Teres. V'im Teimach v'ktei v'kein Amai Shori Rabbi Lezer Lefes V'shem Hoyel. Why does Rabbi Lezer permit to bake? Rabbi Lezer says permitted to bake, although he didn't call the name of Chal yet, so there's no matter of baking Chal. Still the question, why is it permitted? Again, the brother said you don't call the name of challah and you bake it first. After it's baked, you call it challah. Why does it permit to bake? Because the whole chodah, the chodah, every one of the loaves, chashel is fit for him. He'll come, he must ask further. The brother said, if you don't call the name of challah, but no problem, you can bake. Because every loaf, when you come to bake it, look at that loaf. Can I bake it? Yes, because who says I'll separate challah from that loaf? Maybe I'll separate a different loaf. So they have moved to the bake. As long as he didn't call the word challah on anything yet. So each challah that takes it to put in the oven to bake, is saying, maybe this is not going to be challah, so I'm baking it for myself. That's the blessed reason why you can bake it. If you don't announce the name of challah on it, you can bake it beforehand. Later you'll separate challah from anyone that you want. What is the need? That's for because he says, each one is fit to eat. Without hail, if you say you don't say hail the kula, it's also hail the kula. Hail says each piece is fit for him to eat. And how they'll take from another piece, it's also saying hail. So the way out, why say hail the kula? You can put it in cold water like Ben Sayer said. Again, just like we said, we don't say hail the kula. And we look for some other method. He could have baked the whole, he could have baked it even after he called it challah. He could have baked it even after he called it challah. Because of hail, he could be mataneda. But you say we don't say hail the kula, we have another way out. You don't call it challah until after you bake it. Question, why is it mutter to bake? You're baking something that will eventually be called challah. Answer is, every loaf, he says, hoyle, since it's fit for me to eat this one, and a different loaf will be challah. That's also a hail. What have we been with that? There's another way out. But besides way out, putting it in cold water, that's a kasha. Say that aside. Hey, Mary. The thing is saying this. When do we avoid hoyle? Because there's some other method. If the other method is advisable. If the other method is not advisable, then we use hail, even the kula. The hochi or the tzei, it's better to do it this way. That is, to take a piece, separate it, and it's better to do, like Abeleza says, not to announce the name of challah at all, but to bake everything, and later break off a piece. And what's the heter for baking the whole thing, if you know one piece is going to be challah? That is hail, because every loaf that you eat baking might be entirely for you to eat, maybe the challah will be for a different loaf. So it's better to use hail here, the kula, and to bake it, rather than put it in the cold water. Because that's not so advisable. The Ikele Mefe, you have to be afraid, Shemelo Tizor, you have to, maybe the woman who is doing that won't be careful enough. She won't put it in water and keep the water cold. But Yovel Lidachemus might come to become Chomesh the dough. If you put it in water, let the water warm up, or the water not cold enough, the dough will become Chomesh even in water. So therefore, it's not advisable. So what are we learning here? That Rabbi Eliezer tries to avoid Hoyel Lekula. Rabbi Eliezer says to give it a name of Chale Lechatchila, and then you want to bake it with a svara, that Hoyel, because you can make it yours, it's like baking your own. No, don't do that. Because we have a good alternative. Don't call the name of Chale at all. Bake them all with a svara, that Hoyel, since you want to separate from anyone that you wish, so each Chale you put in the oven, you say, that's not Chale. Each loaf is not challah, I'm going to eat that loaf. Challah will be from a different loaf. So you have a hoyel, the permission to bake without calling the name of challah. Now the question is, if that's the case, if we're trying to avoid hoyel, when you have an advisable alternative, so why is she prepared to bake even without calling it shem challah? You have a good alternative. You put the dough into the water, cold water. Why permit yourself to bake them all with a svara of hoyel? Since maybe each challah you're going to eat for yourself, and then you separate dough for challah from another loaf. No, don't rely on that hoyel, because you have an alternative, put it in the cold water. So Tesis said, this alternative is not an advisable alternative, because it might turn chametz in the water. So therefore, Tesis is saying, if you have a good alternative to the hail, you don't say hail. If you don't have a good alternative, so you do say hail. Say that inside. For years later, my taste makes another teretz. The first teretz was that we avoid hail only when you have an advisable alternative. For the alternative is not advisable, we do say hail. Now, taste says a difference between the two kinds of hail. The hail, the boy Mitchell, and the other hail, that he can eat from any loaf that he wants to separate challah from a different loaf, are two kinds of hails. Why? Hail, Iboy and Mitchell, to be Mataneda, Loshiach. A man, after he made challah, will go to a Chochem Mataneda. That's a very far-fetched possibility. And therefore, such a hail, Loy Oma, Lehati, you won't say such a hail for Kula. A far-fetched hail that probably wouldn't do, go to Chacham Mataneda, but don't use that hail to be Matir, to separate first challah and then burn it, and then bake it. No. But the hail that you can eat from any one and separate the challah from another loaf, that's a common sense hail. On every loaf you can say, who said this loaf is going to have any challah in it? Maybe I'll eat the whole loaf and the challah will be from another loaf. So therefore, a more plausible hail, we say even the cooler. So a hail that's less probable won't say the cooler. But a hail that's more probable, we say the cooler too. Say it. So Tesla wants to bring a proof that hail, a boy Mitchell, is called improbable hail. And we see further, you cannot bake them on Yantar. But you're not baking for yourself. Not for, it says, Yerosel Lochem, for yourself you can do work on Yontif, but not for Goveya. Afal Gavdi Kilimir, all you can say, Hail the boy Porigle, if he wants he can redeem them. Lechem upon him. Instead, he can redeem them and make it whole again. There's a Hail, so let him be able to bake it, because it's in his power to redeem them and gain possession, and it'll be a bacon for himself. Now you might say, you can't redeem it, because once it's baked in the Tanor is Mekadosh it. I mean, once the Shtei Alechem, upon him, are Kodesh and Eklishores, you can't redeem them anymore. He says, no, you could redeem them. The Tanor doesn't like him a Kodesh. Tanda does not make a Mekodesh. Shimhoya Mekodesh is a Tanda of making Mekodesh, and you're baking always before Yavdeh, before Shabbos. In Kay Yivsil Belina, so the post anything as Kodesh, overnight it becomes possible. Even the Oifne Shek Kedem Yavdeh. So you must say that the Tanda is not Mekodesh, and that's why it's not possible in it. The Tanda is not Mekodesh, so you have your power to redeem them. So why can't you bake them on Yom Tov? It's like yours. So we see that it's improbable thing, this kind of hail, they will redeem them. And therefore we don't say hail, that's what's also to bake the Shtei Lechem on Yom Tov. Chaim Mucha Bish Menoches. Command Oma, Ein Afi Yosem Zecha Yom Tov, Kosova, and you also have to bake it before Yom Tov, Kosova, Ein Atana Mekachem, because the Tana would be Kaddish, it would become Posel Belina. Anything is like Lishores. And the night time comes, it's possible Belina. So you must say the Tana is not Mekadosh. The Tana is not Mekadosh, you can redeem them. If you can redeem them, so why should it be moved to bake them on Yontif? Because on Yontif, it's like baking your own, since you can redeem them. Well, that kind of a hill, Jesus says, to redeem from Hegdish is improbable. So just like there, to redeem from Hegdish is improbable thing, that's why they don't say Hoyle. Also, to be matanveda on Chale, it's also improbable, a far-fetched thing. Don't say hail, say that. Itma. Somebody on Yom Tov bakes for the purpose of eating in the weekdays. Now that's awesome. Rav Chisda Malvike gets malkas for the love of doing melacha on Yom Tov. Because it's permitted on Yom Tov only for the purpose of Yom Tov. And Rav Amar Einalek. Now I explain. Rav Chisda Malvike. Don't say hoyel o mikli le'orchem, since if visitors would suddenly come in, chozile, the extra bread that he baked, would be fit for them. No. Right now he has no visitors. Right now he does not eat that bread, because he just finished his suda, and he doesn't eat that bread anymore. So therefore he's baking for after Yom Tov. He gets malchus. Even though visitors would come, then he would be justified in baking, but there are no visitors. Don't say hoyel. And Rabbi Omar Einalek, I'm reading the Hebrew, Hail, since visitors might come, so therefore, even though they didn't come, he doesn't get malchus for baking the bread for tomorrow. Omar Le Rabbi Le Rav Chis, Le Dedoch, Le Amar, according to you, that you say, Le Amar Einalek, Hail, then I have a kasha on you. When Yom Tov falls out before Shabbos, we make Erev Tavshilin, and we can bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Heich Eifim Yom Tov LeShabbos. How can you bake on Yom Tov LeShabbos? If you say, like I say, Hoyel, because maybe Orchem will come, so you're baking on Yom Tov, actually for Yom Tov itself, but maybe guests will come today yet, while there's still Yom Tov. So you're baking for today. That's why, even though they don't come, and it remains for Shabbos, that's why it's Mutter, because it's all Hail. But according to you, you don't hold Hail, so how can you bake for Yom Tov with the Shabbos? Almost answered, Shu Erev Tavshil? The permission is given by means of Erev Tavshil. So Rabbi said, what does that mean? Shu Erev Tavshil, Shari, we permit Isura de Reise. After Erev Tavshil, it's already Takonis Chachamim. So because of that, it'll be mutter to do a real Avere to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. If you don't hold Hail, Omalei, so Rav Chisda answered. Midoraisa tzorchei Shabbos nasim b'yontov. Minatere Shabbos and Yontov are one. That's how Rav Chisda holds. And just like you can bake on Yontov from the evening to the morning, or from the morning to the afternoon, you can bake on Yontov, Yontov to Shabbos. The needs of Shabbos, minatere, can be done on Yontov before Shabbos. Only the Rabbonim who did goes away. The Rabbonim say you shouldn't do it. You say, Hashem, your people will see if you bake on to the Shabbos, so they say you can bake me on to the weekdays too. Yebu oifim on to Avlochel. So it's Mid Rabbonim. So Mid Rabbonim is also to bake on to the Shabbos, of Chisda says. But given the Asuha Rabbonim, Erev Tavshilim, since the Rabbonim required Erev Tavshilim to permit him, then people will see it's a special case here to bake for Yom Tov the Shabbos, and they won't come to learn from that to bake for Yom Tov the Chol. Islu Hekir, there's something to think about. Now we have a fundamental machlokes. Now behold, there's no heter to bake from Yom Tov the Shabbos. Only by means of hoyel. Hoyel means it could be a baking for Yom Tov itself. That's why it's mutter. And even though it remains over for Shabbos, it's mutter. His doesn't hold hoyel. But he holds its intrinsic heter. In itself there's a heter. Yom Tov and Shabbos are like one. And when I tell you, you can bake from Yom Tov the Shabbos. Only the Rabbanon, they said no. But by Mizrael of Tavshil, they permitted to say that. Eishwe, they ask a kasha. Behemah, Mishukenas. A behemah, kosher behemah, but it's in danger of passing out on Yom Tov. Danger of dying today. If it dies, it's a big loss. So you want to sheft it. Though you can't sheft it, let's say you don't need it at all. You don't need the meat today. You ate already. You just want to sheft it, so it shouldn't become an availer. Lo yishchit el kedei, unless there's time, sheyocho lecho hemende kezai eslim vejim. Unless you can sheft it and take a piece of meat from it, at least the kezai is, and broil it. Broiling it the fastest way. So if there's enough time for that, then you can sheft it. Unless he's able to eat a Gezaiah Sli Mebedeim, he shouldn't shech. But if he's able to eat a Gezaiah Sli, he can shech. It says, Yochol Lechol, Afal Gavdel Boyomech. If he's able to eat, even though he doesn't want, he doesn't need to eat. He ate already, he doesn't need to eat. Still, it's mutter to shech. Mishlamedi, according to me, it's right, the army, I say, Hail. So Hail the Boyomech, since if he would need to eat, Motzi, och, he could eat, v'shimochi yishchet, therefore he can shech. Ela, they did, och, but according to you, dear Amal, you say, lo amin and hoyel, amal yishchet, right now he doesn't want to eat, just because if he wanted, he could eat, therefore he's mutter to shech. You don't say hoyel, so why is it matter there? Amal, he said, there is different. There he really will want to eat, don't need any hoyel. Mishum hefsid moment, for the loss of his money is muta. Now they didn't explain what he's saying. He didn't explain. He said, Mishum hefsid moment is shamin and isur the raisa, for the loss of money, we permit the isur the raisa to shech the behavior even though he doesn't need to eat it. Omer said, and yes. And I meant this when I said that. I meant this. Mishum hefsid moment goma beliba lechol kezayis. Because of the loss of the money, he makes up his mind, he's going to eat a gezayis. He'll eat a piece of meat, even though he already ate his suda. He doesn't need any meat anymore, otherwise he wouldn't eat. But in order to save that big behemoth from going lost, he's going to eat. It's not merely hail. It's a fact that he's going to eat. Hail is only an imaginary heter, because he could be matter, he could do this and this. Therefore you say this. But here, not because of hail. Because if he won't, he could eat. No, he's going to eat. A man surely will eat in order to save his behemoth from being lost. That's why he can shech. And now since he's willing to eat a kezayis, v'yevshel lechol kezayis bosa v'lo shechita. You can't eat a kezayis bosa unless you shech the whole behemoth. So it's mutter to shech the whole big ox in order to eat a kezayis bosa. And this is not hail. This man is surely going to eat. So hail is imaginary heter. This is actually heter. So there was mutter, say that. A million for my herb downstairs.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.